Well, during the run of the State Fair of Texas, there are days when various groups get reduced rates, but most will pay full price. Where does that money go? One item in particular caught the attention of KRLD legal reporter L.P. Phillips, who has the exclusive report.
For 24 glorious days, they pay their money to get into the State Fair of Texas.
$34, I think.
For the two of you?
Yeah.
How much did you pay?
$17 a piece.
You ever ask where that money goes for?
No.
No, sir. Where'd you go?
We wondered the same thing about one budget item in particular. A Dallas lawyer named Robert B. Smith of the Smith & Smith Law Firm has served as the State Fair of Texas General Legal Counsel for more than 11 years and has made an average of just under $300,000 per year between 2002 and 2012, according to the fair's public IRS Form 990. Linda Lampkin of the Washington, D.C.-based Economic Research Institute looked at what the attorneys for similar-sized not-for-profits make.
The average legal position was paying about $161,000. Basically, the high range of that would be $205,000.
But wait, there's more. For at least five of those years, Smith's father, Russell Smith, who is also with the Smith & Smith law firm, made an average of $148,000 a year as the co-general counsel. And for five of those years, the law firm itself made an average of $173,280 for legal services rendered. In all, just under $5 million.
That's amazing. That's a good job.
Amazing.
You look stunned.
Good job if you can get it, yeah.
To be certain, there is legal work done at any not-for-profit, the State Fair of Texas included. We wanted to see a breakdown of the work that was billed. Robert Smith did not return our calls. Carissa Schuler of the State Fair of Texas did, though, and told me, quote, "We make public what is required to be made public by law, and no more." We also had questions about the role of the general counsel, who also serves on a committee that approves the bills and who is also on the fair's board of directors. Tomorrow, we will talk with an expert at this same time. L.P. Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Texas Attorney General is first reported by KRLD News, the attorney who serves as general legal counsel for the State Fair of Texas. His father and their law firm have made nearly $5 million during an 11-year period, far above the national average. But there's another issue that other lawyers say raise questions. KRLD's L.P. Phillips investigates and has the exclusive.
Dallas lawyer Robert B. Smith has made at least $300,000 as the general legal counsel to the State Fair of Texas in each of the last 6 years that the fair's IRS Form 990 tax statements are available. It's more than the city attorneys for both Dallas or Fort Worth, more than the Dallas County District Attorney, more than a state district court judge. But unlike any of those positions, Smith also serves as a director for the State Fair of Texas and has been on the fair board's executive committee, which carries out the management, business, and affairs of the fair. James McCormick is an Austin attorney who has served as the general counsel for the State Bar of Texas and has served as the chief disciplinary counsel for the bar. He says while it's not prohibited for a lawyer to serve as an ex officio, non-voting member of the board, the lawyer has to keep advice providing separate from decision making.
Because you're kind of crossing over as a lawyer from being an independent advice giver to actually being the executor of policy or a decision maker in the organization. Instead of just the trusted legal advisor.
That raises the question of whether a conflict of interest might exist if Robert B. Smith has been a voting member of the fair's board. According to the fair's IRS Form 990 filings, they didn't even have a conflict of interest policy until one was adopted in April of 2009. Even without such a policy, with Smith serving as the general legal counsel, a member of the executive committee, and a board member, McCormick says it's possible for conflicts to arise, and the attorney has to avoid them.
And if a conflict is capable of being waived, the nature of the conflict has to be disclosed to the board or the organization, and the client's consent to the conflict has to be expressly made.
Did Robert Smith vote on board matters or abstain from voting? Smith did not return our calls. Carissa Schuler of the State Fair did and told me, quote, We make public what is required to be made public by law and no more. What about the fair's unwillingness to say? We have an expert with a word on that tomorrow at this same time. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Zebra mussels have spread now to News Center. Over the last couple of days, KRLD News has detailed how a little-known Dallas law firm has made almost $5 million from the State Fair of Texas over an 11-year period. The State Fair has refused to answer questions. KRLD's LP Phillips reports one organization thinks that's a mistake.
During our investigation, we tried to compare what the general legal counsel for the State Fair of Texas makes to what other state fairs paid. We found it difficult because many state fairs are run by state government and use lawyers already on the state payroll. Other states simply don't have state fairs as big. But what made gathering facts more difficult was the refusal by the State Fair of Texas to provide additional information or answer questions about what they get for their general legal counsel's paycheck.
I asked, what does he do for that? And they said, well, by law, we have to file what he makes, but we don't have to tell you, we're not gonna.
Oh, that doesn't sound good.
Well, that don't sound right.
When there are red flags and the organizations aren't willing to be accountable or answer, then people will start to question whether or not the organization is worthy of the funds being entrusted to them.
Vernetta Walker is an attorney with BoardSource, a Washington, D.C.-based organization that advises not-for-profit organization boards. And her first question was how many of the 55 members of the State Fair of Texas Board of Directors know what's going on and how many show up and simply rubber stamp what's put in front of them.
They need to be fully engaged, and that means asking questions, being engaged in between meetings, serving on committees, and really understanding the position of the organization.
We couldn't tell her how engaged the State Fair of Texas board members are. Finding a list of current board members is tough. They're nowhere on the fair's website or named in the latest audit, and the latest IRS Form 990 tax statement is a couple of years old. We know the chairman is former Dallas City Councilman Alan Wald. He did not return our call, and neither did new State Fair of Texas President Mitchell Gleiber. Little of this sat well with the state fairgoers I asked about the annual attorney payment, which has been $300,000 lately.
Buddy system now, old, good old boy system now. As long as you're treating me right, I'm going to treat you right. I'll vote for your stuff, you vote for mine.
LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.